Hello, I am Elvira, and I welcome you to The Fruit Factory. We are a prophecy and teaching ministry that is a call to true Israel and the end times church. The Lord is proclaiming and he's sounding the trumpet that it is time for harvest, and only the fruitful will make it. Only the fruitful will make it. Only the fruitful will make it. It doesn't matter if you are the very son of Jacob, who is 4,000 years old. It doesn't matter how Israelite you think you are. It doesn't matter how much Christianity you think you have in your blood. If you are not bearing fruit, if you are not living holy, you won't make it through what is coming. Calamity is coming upon the earth. The wrath of God. The wrath of God is coming upon the earth. If you are not fruitful, you won't make it. And this is what I'm here for. I am here to sound the trumpet. Sound the trumpet. The Lord, I hear the Lord say, sound the trumpet. Sound the trumpet. My people are sleeping. Sound the trumpet. If you are not bearing fruit, you will not make it. You will die. You will die. Not making it is not a matter of things are going to be sad. No. If you think you've seen sadness in this world, if you think the pandemic was fatal, you've not seen nothing yet. It is not even 10%. I hear the Lord telling me it is not even 10% of the type of death that you will see on this planet in the coming, in this time that has begun now. Because the Lord has said that the harvest is here. The time for harvest is here. Sound the trumpet. If you do not know what I'm talking about, go and read the full book of Revelation. All of it. Page to page. Go and read the book of Daniel. All of it. Read Matthew 24. Read Matthew 25. All of it. Go and read Ezekiel. All of it. I will not give you chapters. Read all of it. Because everything is relevant. We are in a time where you cannot sit and read verses and read chapters of books. You should be drinking on the word of God right now. Because very soon it's about to be illegal. The Bible will be illegal very soon. Being a Christian will be illegal very soon. Please, I am sounding the trumpet. My job is to be here and sound the trumpet. What you do with what I'm telling you is between you and God. If you listen to the trumpet sound or not, is between you and God. And it is when his wrath starts burning up everything on the earth that you will know, was I part of the set apart or not? Had I separated myself or not? Because it is those who are fruitful who would have been separated. And when you're separated, it's a bit like the Passover. It will be exactly the same thing. The Passover. Do you remember what happened? The Lord, for those who do not remember, there were the plagues of Egypt when the Israelites were being led out of Egypt during their exodus. And through all of the plagues, Pharaoh continued. He continued to be hard-hearted, to not want to let the Israelites go, until that last day when the Lord decided that he was going to take the firstborn of all of the Israelites. Of all of the Egyptians. And what he did is that he ordered all of Israel to sacrifice an animal and to take the blood of that animal and swipe it on their doors, mark the side of their houses, the surrounding of their houses, so that when the angel of death would come to take, to kill the firstborns of the Egyptians, he would pass over the doors or the houses that had the sign on it, that had the blood on it. That is the concept of the Passover. That is what happened in the past. And this is coming back. So when the Lord, when the angel of death is parading the earth, would you have marked yourself with the blood of Jesus? And it is not a matter of speaking with your mouth that I am marked with the blood of Jesus. No. It's about the fruit. They will look at the fruit. Has this one borne any fruit? Has anything been produced here? If it hasn't, well, you will suffer the way the heathen suffer, the way the non-believers suffer. You will suffer in the same way. You will not be shielded. But those who will have the seal of God on their foreheads, I'm not talking about the mark of the beast. I'm talking about the seal of God. It is spoken about in Revelation. It is spoken about in Daniel. And I'm saying it again. If you've not read those books recently, if you've never read them, I highly urge you to go and read the entirety of those books, because all of those books are relevant to these times. So this is what this ministry is here for. And when I say Israel, I'm not talking about the fake Jews that are in at war right now. They'll finish their war. They will be killed. They will be chased from the land. And then real Israel will be returned to the land of the promise, just like the Lord had promised the ancestor Abraham, our ancestor. And with her will be the church, the true church of Jesus Christ, those ones who are sealed. And whether you're of Israel or of the church, if you're not bearing fruit, you are not going back. If you're not bearing fruit, the trials and tribulations, the shaking up of the earth that is upcoming right now will kill you. It will ravage you. If you think what I'm saying is not correct, go and read your Bible again. Read Psalm 24. Read Psalm 24. Actually, you know what? I'm going to read it right now. The Lord just told me, just read it. So I will read Psalm 24, all right? This is not even what I began this audio for. But I will not restrict the Holy Spirit. If he wants to have his way, he will have his way. And he will talk about what he wants to talk about. This is Psalm 84. The earth, I'm reading in the NIV version, okay? Because I am conscious of the fact that not everyone understands versions like the King James Version, the New King James Version. So I will read in an NIV so that it is in plain English that everyone can understand. It is written, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it in the waters. Who may ascend to the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God, from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, and be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Tell them, I'm just going to speak as the Lord gives it to me, okay? Tell them that those who will make it are those who are on my heel. Those who will make it are those who have ascended and dwell with me on my heel. If you are not up on that heel, you will be ravaged. If you are not up on that heel, you will be ravaged. And the word of God, what does the word of God say? I'm going to read now in the New King James Version because the Lord just switched to heel. And heel is the language of the New King James. So I'm going to read in that version. He said, those who are on my heel. And here in verse 3, it says, who may ascend into the heel of the Lord? And who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Are you hearing what the word of the Lord is saying? The word of the Lord is telling you who will receive righteousness, who will be saved. The person who will be saved, the one who will receive righteousness from the God of his salvation, is he who has ascended into the heel of the Lord. He who is standing in his holy place. And the prerequisite to stand in his holy place and to ascend into the heel of the Lord is he who has clean hands and a pure heart. Are your hands clean? Is your heart pure? If these two conditions are not fulfilled, you will be struck down. The third condition is who has not lifted up his soul to an idol? Are you still watching celebrity gossip? If you're looking out for celebrity gossip, there is an idol. Do you spend your time on social media accounts, celebrity accounts? Do you spend your times in forums, commenting on people's lives? Do you worship your pastor? Do you worship your prophet? Do you worship your evangelist or your apostle? Are you defending them on social media? What time do you spend on social media, on the internet, doing things that bring no fruit into your life? If you're writing comments on social media defending people you do not know, there is an idol. Are your hands clean? Do you have clean hands? Are you defending abortion? If you're a militant for abortion, if you think in your mind that abortion is correct, if you support abortion, if you ever clicked and liked a post about abortion, if you ever shared a post about abortion, you are a murderer. You are a murderer. It is not when you will go and take the pill to kill that baby that you would have committed murder. The act of you liking that picture makes you a murderer. If you do not, you know what? I will go and read. Let's go and read. I have time today. Psalm 82. Psalm 82. I'm on my digital Bible. My physical Bible is not here. I was not planning on going into this like this. Psalm 82, What does Psalm 82 say? I'm going to read it out loud. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. So let's stop here. How long will you judge unjustly? You people who spend your time defending sin, you're judging unjustly. Your hands are not clean. Your hands are filthy. If you're saying things like, oh no, they love each other, just let them live together. These are people who are committing fornication. They are not married. They are living together. And you are their best friend. You are their third wheel. You are a fornicator. Because you judge unjustly. You show partiality to wickedness. The Lord calls sexual immorality an abomination. Yet there you are. Being the third wheel. There you are. Having sex with people outside of marriage. There you are. Being a homosexual. Being a transgender, defending pride rights, gay rights, or I don't know how you guys call that. Dropping comments on social media with the pride flag. Your hands are filthy. Your hands are filthy. You are judging unjustly. How long will you judge unjustly? Says the Lord. How long will you defend wickedness? Show partiality to wickedness. It's not even that we show partiality in this generation. We defend it. Abortion is healthcare. Have you lost your mind? Abortion, my body, my choice. And you sit there and you clap at that filth. And then you call yourself a Christian. And then you call yourself Israel. You claim that you are of Judah and you claim that you're this and that, yet your hands are filthy, filthy. What is coming will take you out. It will take you out. Thus says the Lord, how long will you judge unjustly? How long? You who show your bodies on social media, your breasts, your behinds, you are filthy, filthy hands. You're walking around looking for men's attention. You men walking around looking for women's attention. Where is the attention that you give to God? Have you sat and thought about, I am going to do this thing so that the Lord and I will fellowship? No. But you will spend 3 hours getting ready to go somewhere to meet a guy. You will spend $300 on the latest makeup. You will pay $40,000 to have a BBL. But you will not take 1 hour out of your day to spend in the presence of God. Filthy hands. Filthy hands. I will just give you a little overview of what is coming. And it can start as soon as I post this video. These things could begin. Okay, there is no timeline to this. But what I know is that I am a sounding trumpet. The very last call. The word has put in my mouth his words to be the last sounding trumpet to his people. It is time to wake up. And I'm going to give you a teeny tiny list of what is coming. Death is coming. Ferocious death. When I say death, I mean death like we have never seen it before. And it's going to come from a variety of places. It is going to come through sickness, different kinds of sicknesses. Skin sicknesses. Those, you know, leprosy, rashes, things that were in the Old Testament, they are coming back. They are coming back and they will kill people. You thought the pandemic was a sickness? The Lord just told you that it's not even 10% of what is coming. And how many people died from that pandemic? Actually, you know what? Let's go and read it. Let's go into the Word. I have time today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I am going to go to the book of Revelation. And we are going to read those plagues. Okay? We are reading those plagues. Because if I just speak it here, you will think that I am just speaking out of my mouth. It is the Holy Spirit that is speaking. And since you guys cannot hear the voice of God, I'm just going to read from the Word directly and you will let me know. The first seal. So in the book of Revelation, Apostle John is reporting the things that the Lord has shown him about the end times, about those very last moments before his return. And now he's writing it down and he's sharing it with us so that this end times church will be ready and so that Israel will be ready for this time. So there are a variety of things that have happened before this chapter. I am on chapter 6. And here comes the seals. These seals are the beginning of the tribulation. This is not even the bowls of the wrath of God. Not yet. Just the seals. Okay? Revelation 6. Now I saw when the lamp opened one of the seals. I am reading in the New King James Version. Now I saw when the lamp opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. Sorry, I need to wear my glasses. Okay, I'll just draw closer. Okay, let me start again. Revelation 6. Now I saw when the lamp opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come and see." Another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. No peace, war, death through people killing one another. Third seal. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hands. And I heard a voice in the midst of four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and a quart of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." So things are going to be disproportionately expensive. Disproportionately expensive. Hyperinflation. The things you used to buy for €2, for £2, for $2, you're going to be paying 50 for them. This is not coming in 5, 10, 50 years. This can start at any moment. We could go to bed tonight and wake up tomorrow with this situation going on. hyperinflation and the crash of the world's economic system is coming, particularly those who depend on the US dollar. If your nation depends on the US dollar, wail to God. If you had not believed in Christ yet, this is the time. Because as I'm reading through this, we are going to reach a point where they are going to be talking about a specific kind of person who will be spared from these things. So let's keep going. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth, to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. So you have different kinds of death listed here. You have first of all, a fourth of the earth will die first. This is not a figure of speech. A fourth of the earth will die. I am going to Google right now, how many people are there on the earth? What does it show? 7.951 billion. So approximately 8 billion. Let's take 8 billion and let's divide that by 4. 2 billion people will die. 2 billion people will die. And we've not even arrived at the wrath of God yet. We've not reached the wrath of God yet. They were given power over a fourth of the earth. And then these are the different ways that those people will die. First, with the sword. The sword means war. And the third world war is coming. A third world war is coming. A third world war is coming. I have that prophecy. There is not enough time in a day for me to push out these prophecies. But I will do my best. May the Lord give me grace that I can publish all the things he's shown me. The third world war is coming. It is right here. It is right here. And there will be so much death. In the words of the Lord, in that prophecy. No, let me keep that for that prophecy. We'll continue with the other kinds. It will kill with hunger. Hunger is coming. The Lord told me about this hunger in 2021 already. I've known about the coming hunger since 2021. Drought and hunger, those two. And people will die. They will die of this stuff. People will die hungry. But before they die, they will start eating each other. A man will kill his son. A woman will kill her daughter. Cook her. Cook them. Certain parts of the world will go through this. I am not exaggerating. This is not a figure of speech. Whilst there is a specific group of people who will be spared, these people will actually be the ones to feed other people. For these people, their barns will always be full. There is a specific kind, and the kind is those who got the seal of God on them. I talked about the Passover earlier, didn't I? I did. The same principle is going to apply. The exact same. There is no rapture Who even brought up that thing called the rapture? It is so unbiblical. It is such false doctrine. It makes my screen crawl. Where did it come from? If there are people who are going to be taken from the earth, it is the sinners. Because of the wrath of God, they will be taken. And the righteous will remain shielded by the Lord because they are sealed. Hello? Where did that thing come from? That thing called the rapture. Satan has lied to the church, and the church is unprepared. The church is sluggish, lazy, full of pride, full of idols. They do not know their God. They do not know his word. They do not live according to his principles. They may well be heathens, just that they profess with their mouth that they have believed in a savior. But their hearts are filthy. The hands are filthy. The heart is haughty. The heart is so haughty, so big, so proud. Let's continue. Kill with a sword. Kill with hunger. With death. Just death. People just dropping down, dying with no explanation. I actually had that dream. I had that dream and I woke up scared. That, not scared as in I was scared by what I was saying, but scared as in, will people just die like that? Like no explanation? And the Lord said, yes. You'll be standing and someone will just, you're in the office making your coffee. And there it goes. Your colleague falls down and dies. You see, this is the taking away, the rapturing. That is that there. And it's not going to be the people of God. You will be the one watching and wondering, how did this guy just drop and die? You're not being raptured up in the air about nothing. Shield yourself right now with the blood of Jesus Christ. If you do not fast, if you finish listening to this message, go on your knees and beg, repent before the Lord and beg him, Lord, please, I need to be sealed. Tell me what I should do to be sealed. It will probably 100% begin with repentance. And I have spoken about repentance before. You can go on the website, type in repentance. The website is thefruitfactory.co. Type in repentance. There are at least 8, 7, or 9 prophecies where that is discussed. I believe that I talk about repentance in every prophecy, if I'm not mistaken, because it is so fundamental. A church that does not repent. You don't repent. When was the last time that you sat and you read Psalm 51? When was the last time that you sat down and you searched yourself? When have you ever prayed to God? Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Have you ever prayed that in your life? Do you know who prayed that? King David. And he was telling us, these are the type of prayers that are pleasing to God. You only know the good parts. This is Psalm 139, by the way, what I just said. It is that psalm where it is said, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Except just a few lines after that, it says, search me, Lord, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Have you ever voluntarily asked God to test you? Ever in your life? Have you ever sat down and told to yourself, I need to be ready. I want to be better. I want to go further. I want to draw closer to you, Father. Test me. If it's going to hurt, it will hurt. If I fail the test, at least I will know that I have failed. And through my failure, I will grow. The Word of God says that our Lord Jesus Christ, God Himself, learned obedience through suffering. So who are you to be raptured out of suffering? Who are you to be raptured out of suffering? When God, the Word says, learned obedience through suffering. He suffered. So who are you to be raptured out and taken up to the sky? Which type of foolishness is this? Satan has been lying to the church so that we will be this fickle, spineless, weak, proud people who know nothing about the God that they claim to serve, that they proclaim, Jesus Christ is my Savior. Your mouth is speaking it, but are your hands clean? Is your heart pure? Let's continue Revelation. So we read, to kill with the sword, with hunger, with the death, with death, and by the beast of the earth. So animals are going to be eating people. And there are going to be species of animals that you've never seen in your life. Animals are going to start being dug out of the sea, coming out of deep parts of the forest, coming out of deep parts of the savannah. New breeds of animals that we've never seen will come out. Some of them will be natural and others will be supernatural in nature. And they will cause a lot of death. A lot of death. A lot of death. And those ancient animals that we thought were gone, the dragons, the dinosaurs, they are coming back. The dinosaur, I hear the word of the Lord, the dinosaur is coming back. How are you going to contend with a dinosaur? What happens if you're on your front yard and a dinosaur is walking towards your living area? What do you do? If you are not on fire for Jesus, that you will speak to that dinosaur and tell him in the name of Jesus Christ, you do not cross my lawn. And it listens and it submits because you carry the dominion. You carry the dominion of the king. How are you going to survive that? Do you know what it takes to carry the dominion, to represent Christ on earth? He tells you what it takes. Clean hands, a pure heart, and a soul that is not full of idols. If you do not have these three, you will be cut off. Completely cut off. And as I am speaking this, the Lord is bringing to my eyes the proclamation that He did, that I published on the website. Proclamation to the church. Proclamation to Israel. And I'm going to go and read that right now because that is what He's laying in my spirit. He's saying, read it to them. Loud. So I'm going to read it to you loud. The Lord's proclamation to the church. The Lord told me that He has a statement to communicate to every person He has set apart for this ministry. and that I must publish it on the website's front page to ensure that nobody misses it. To ensure that nobody misses it. The Lord gave me this statement on July 21st, 2024, and it was published on July 23rd, 2024. Thus says the Lord, I am coming for a fruitful church. Any fruitless branch will be cut off. The church of these end times must be like the first church of the Bible. The church of these end times must be like the first church of the Bible. My people must go to their Bibles and read what the first church was like in the Acts of the Apostles. This is how the end time church must be to survive. To survive, to survive. Anything and anyone who falls below this standard will be swept away swiftly. The beast system will eat you up. That and only that is the standard. Thus says the Lord, you have been warned. You have been warned. Anyone who is still living for themselves, for their desires, their little world that revolves around them, and not me, will be swept off swiftly. Anyone who desires to keep and preserve their own lives and earthly preoccupations will lose them all. This generation will see the Antichrist. This generation will see the Antichrist again. This generation will see the Antichrist, not in some 50, 80 or 200 years. No, this generation will see the beast. This generation will see the beast. If you are not grounded in me, my word, if you're not bearing fruit for me, if you are not willing to live the way the first church lived and endure what they endured, you will be cut off, swept away, and the beast and his system will eat you up. Thus says the Lord, you have been warned. You have been warned. You have been warned. There is more to it. This is the word of the Lord. If you think I am going to lower my standards of holiness, of righteousness, to accommodate your crocodile tears, you have been deceived. I cannot be mocked. You will not mock me. You will not spend your entire lives disregarding me, discarding me, and choosing your madness and your foolishness over my words and then come and cry crocodile tears to me. What I will ask you for is the fruit. Where is your fruit? Where is your fruit? If you do not have a fruit to show me, you will be cut off. Because every person that dwells in me will have a fruit to show for. If your fruit is the 500 days you've spent defending homosexuality and abortion and pedophilia and shacking up and listen, you will be cut off. You will be devoured. And my wrath will kill you. It would not have been the devil. It would have been me, the Lord God Almighty. Because you have been playing, disregarding me for far too long. I have sent you messenger after messenger. I have sent you warning after warning. Yet here we are. If you do not run, if you do not run to repent, you will die. Thus says the Lord. You can go to Revelation 6 and read those prophecies for yourself. Go and read them for yourself. We were at the fourth seal. The fifth seal is martyrdom. The martyrs. Do you know that Christians will die for their faith? Are you willing to die for Christ? Or are you going to say, you know what? I know I used to say that Jesus is my Lord and stuff like that, but it wasn't that serious, you know. I was just, is that what you're going to say? Or are you going to say he is? And at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Kill me now, but you will confess in the name of Yeshua. You will confess that. Kill me. Kill me if you want. But whether you want it or you don't, whether you accept it or you don't, he is Lord. Lord of all creation. And I belong to him. Yes, kill me. I belong to him. I anger you because I belong to him. Kill me because I belong to him. But you know what? He told me that you would kill me. He told me that you would kill me. I've been expecting this. So get on with it. Get on with it. You're actually elevating me in his kingdom. Please give me my reward. Cut off the neck. Let me go and collect the reward. Thank you very much. I was not expecting for this thing to go this way. But when I pressed play, the Holy Spirit took over. So I hope that you have listened. I hope for you and your family that you will not go back to a normal life. I have just published an almost 3-hour long teaching and prophecy about getting out of captivity, getting out of the snares of darkness. You better go and listen to that. You better do it. You better do it. You better do it. The prophecy is called, I Shall Live, Not Die, Psalm 118 prophecy. You type that into the website, thefruitfactory.co. You will find it. You go onto our podcast, The Fruit Factory. You will find it. And I will add it in the description bar, just so that you don't have an excuse. So if you think this message can help anyone in your life, please share it with them. Because I am telling you, I've been receiving 5, 6, 7 prophecies a day The Lord has not even let me sleep because of how urgent this situation is. I will work as hard as I can to put out as much as I can. Because the hour is here and his people are playing. You will regret to not have taken this prophecy seriously. And that day when it comes, you will be like, oh, I listened to this woman one day. I wish I would have taken her seriously. Do not be that person. Don't. So this is the fruit factory. We are a prophecy and a teaching ministry. I am the Lord's servant for this work. I am his prophet. I proclaim his words. I am his scribe. He dictates things to me and I write it down. If you go to the website, there is a post, a prophecy called the litmus test. It is one of the teachings that the Lord dictated to me. Hundreds, thousands of words of the Lord teaching us how to test for true and false prophets, because there is witchcraft in the church. Please go and read that prophecy. Because the things you've been giving validity to, the partiality that you've been having with wickedness, it is going to cost you your life. And we are at a season that you cannot afford to die because of other people's sins. Because you were unable to repent of it. Because you were unable to detect, who am I listening to? Is this the Spirit of the Lord? Am I coming into agreement with a sorcerer, a wizard, or am I coming into agreement with the Holy Spirit? If you came into agreement with marine spirits and divination spirits, you will pay the price for that. So please go and look and read that teaching. The Lord himself dictated to me, this is what my true prophets are like. This is what my true prophet will do. This is what my true prophet will not do. He listed it out. We do not have an excuse to be worshiping witches, warlocks. There is no excuse any longer. Thank you very much for your attention. I will add the link to the article in the description. You take care and God bless you. Until next time.